You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 10, E3 2018. Welcome back to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the Bill Trennan, to my Reggie, Chad.
Hello to all you octolings out there.
So we've got a great show lined up for you guys today. We're going to be talking about all about Nintendo's announcements at E3 2018. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
So, the last week, I've been playing some more Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I think I'm somewhere in the middle of World 5. You're right. It's very, very frustrating.
It's a tough world.
It is very tough. I'm getting through it with the help of a partner, though.
Very nice.
And I've also went back to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh, great.
I was wanting something to play in single player, so I started that back up and trying to get those shrines done. I think I've got probably 10 shrines within the last few days, so I'm working up to that final number here.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I have not had much of a chance to play anything this last week. It's been really busy, but I was lucky enough to get to play some Hyrule Warriors with you the other night. You came over to my place, and we played some split-screen co-op, and wow, that game's a lot of fun with two players.
I mean, it feels like you can just demolish the enemies when you have just an extra person there helping you just cut through everyone, so it was great.
Exactly. There's a lot of those missions where there'll be two different kind of objectives at once, and we were able to just split up and take care of them to, separately, and man, it was a lot of fun.
It was. I look forward to doing it again with you.
We also played a game that you may find that title odd, but it's called Astro Bears Party, and this was a game that I heard about on another Nintendo podcast, and it was on sale for the grand total of 99 cents, so actually didn't even spend that much on it. I used some of my Nintendo gold coins and basically got it for free. And this is an interesting game. Definitely fun in multiplayer, not so much fun in single player. But I guess the general idea of the game is you're on this round sphere that you can walk all the way around in any direction. And you have a trail of whatever color bear you're wearing. You have a trail of, I don't know, like a tail almost of that color. And the objective is you try to get your opponent to run into your trail before you run into theirs. And man, it's, I don't know, we had a lot of fun playing it.
Yeah, it was really different. It was nothing like I look at the title. I was like, oh no, what is this? But I really did enjoy it. It was really neat.
Yeah, I would really like to play it with four players at some point, and don't know if this game is still on sale or not, but if you're looking for a good local party game and it's still on sale for 99 cents, I don't think you could go wrong picking it up.
Nope, I don't think so either.
So that's what we've been playing this week, and now we're going to get into our main topic, and that is E3 2018. So our main topic today is Nintendo's showing at E3 2018. Nintendo had their big Direct on Tuesday, and they followed that up with their Treehouse Live, where they go more in-depth with the games they announce, as well as a Splatoon 2 tournament and a Smash Brothers for the Nintendo Switch tournament. And we won't be commenting too much on the tournaments, because I unfortunately have not seen the entirety of both of those tournaments, and I think my co-host here has seen the Splatoon but not the Smash, so we may save the results for, or talking about the results of those tournaments for a later show, but they are all up on Nintendo's YouTube channel if you want to watch. I'm sure they're very, very good. What I've watched so far has been great.
Yeah, same here. The Splatoon tournament was absolutely insane, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just start off kind of by talking about Nintendo's Direct, which was on Tuesday. Now, this was I think it was about 45 minutes, and it was their big showcase of what's coming soon. And I'm sure if you've listened to previous episodes of this podcast, me and Chad were extremely excited about this, and I had an idea in my head how it was going to go, and you did too. We made a lot of predictions. But I was left a little, after watching this Direct, and I was left wanting a little bit more. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it was half over, and then they started on the Smash Brothers, and I was wondering what was going to come after that, but that kind of took the rest. It was about 20 to 25 minutes long on just the Smash Brothers game, which is fine, but We'll get into the details of what sure. it was a little later.
Just a really strangely paced showcase, in my opinion. Even with how they opened up with a couple of games without saying anything, announcing the Direct, having Reggie come out or anything, I was just kind of – I actually backed out of the video to make sure I was watching the right thing.
I did the same thing.
You know, it just – it wasn't exactly everything I was hoping for. But since the Direct, they've announced some other stuff, and we're going to get into everything that's been announced so far. And I'm definitely feeling better about Nintendo's E3 now than right after I watched the Direct. But I'll have to say I was a little disappointed in the Direct itself.
Yeah, I always love watching the Nintendo Directs, and this one I was disappointed like you were. I was wanting a little more after I finished watching it here.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and just get into what was announced. We'll spend more time on some of the bigger announcements, but we'll also try to mention a few of the other ones as well. And they started, to me, the first big game they showed in the Direct was Xenoblade Chronicles 2. They showed off some new DLC coming out for that game, and it's going to be coming out on September 14th. If I'm not mistaken, it looks like Shulk returns in this DLC. I think he's from the first Xenoblade Chronicles.
I believe so, yeah.
So I would assume that would make the fans pretty happy. I really don't know anything about the Xenoblade games yet. I have Chronicles 2 now on the Switch, but I haven't played it. But good to see that they're supporting it with some good DLC, and maybe at some point I'll finally be able to jump into it.
Yeah, same here.
So then the next thing that we saw that to me I was excited about was some more information on Pokemon Let's Go.
Oh, yes.
So they showed a little bit of more information during the Direct, and then they had a Treehouse Live with the game afterwards. So we're going to run down all the new stuff we've heard about the new Pokemon Let's Go games. So they announced that the Pokeball Plus will come with a bonus item. So not only do you get the Pokeball Plus, but every Pokeball Plus will have the Pokemon, the 151st Pokemon Mew included.
Mythical Pokemon.
Exactly, the Mew. Mythical Pokemon Mew.
That is awesome. I was very excited whenever I heard this news.
Me too. It sounds like this is probably going to be the only way to get this Pokemon. I don't think it'll just be in the Pokemon Let's Go games, is from what I understood. So, you know, it maybe for some people that were on the fence about whether or not to buy this, this may make them decide to take the plunge. I think we were going to buy it regardless, but it's nice to have this little bonus.
Oh, yes. I was listening to them talk about this, and they said it kind of felt strange to be buying a Pokeball without anything inside it. So now there's already a Pokemon inside the ball as soon as you get it. And I think that's really neat. You'll be taking it home and be able to hear him in there.
Sure. And I forget where it was they were saying this, but someone from Nintendo was describing this Pokeball Plus. And the way they described the rumble and how it feels like there's a Pokemon inside, I really do think this Pokeball Plus will have like the HD rumble technology in it. I really feel like it will. We also finally got a U.S. price for the Pokeball Plus. It's going to retail for $49.99. But you can also get it in a bundle with the Pokemon Let's Go, either Pikachu Edition or Eevee Edition, and you can get both the game and the Pokeball Plus for $99.99. So if my math's right, you'll save $10 by buying the bundle, and I think that's what we're both going to do.
Oh, yes. I got pre-ordered Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, and I believe you pre-ordered Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu.
That's correct.
So we'll be able to trade whatever the differences are, and we'll each have a copy of the game, so that's awesome.
Exactly. I can't wait. We're ready to go. We're just waiting for the game to be announced.
Oh, yes.
So also we learned in the Treehouse Live with the Pokemon Let's Go game is that you can catch the original three starter Pokemon in the wild. So that the original three starters are Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Charmander. And so in some of the previous Gen 1 games, you could not get these starter Pokemon in the wild. You got to choose one of them at the start of the game, but you would have to trade someone for the others. And who else is really going to want to trade one of their starters? You're going to have to give up something really good to get another one of the starters. But it looks like in Pokemon Let's Go, you will be able to catch all three in the wild.
Oh, that's
so I thought that was cool, because those are, you know, after stuff like Pikachu and Eevee and Mewtwo and stuff, these are some of the most popular and well-recognized Pokemon that there are.
Right.
We also, in the Treehouse Live, we got to take a look at one of the first gyms. And so there was some dispute whether there would even be gems in this game or not, because you know in Pokemon Sun and Moon there were no gems. Mm-hmm. But gem leaders are back. They showed Brock, which I'm sure most people know from the anime, and he's one of the first gem leaders. So I was really excited to see that gems are going to be in this game.
Right, same here. I love Brock from the anime, so I was really happy to see him make a return.
Right. And one of the other, the really big thing that we learned in seeing a little bit more about this game is how your Pokemon are going to gain experience. Because as you know, you no longer battle wild Pokemon, which you do in all the previous Pokemon games, and you gain experience for your Pokemon when you battle the wild ones. And people were wondering, now that you don't do that and you just throw Pokeballs at the wild Pokemon, how do your Pokemon gain experience? And it looks like when you catch a wild Pokemon, your party does gain experience. So you'll be able to still level up your Pokemon by catching wild ones as well as battling other trainers.
Well, that's definitely good to know there.
So that's great to know. We also we got to see how you can have any Pokemon follow behind you. And the thing I really liked in this video is that someone had an Onix, and they put it out there, and you basically ride on top of the Onix, and it takes up a good portion of the screen. And it's just, I can't wait to just try out each and every Pokemon, what they look like behind you or riding on them.
Right. So. I thought that was really neat how they actually sized these Pokemon. Like, yes. You know, realistically, like Onix is huge, exactly. And you're on the top of him, and compared to Pikachu, I mean, he looks like a little nothing there beside you. And I really like that, how you can have another Pokemon besides your starter follow you and yes. Be around you. I can't wait to ride a Charizard and all
or
that.
Or a Gyarados.
Oh, yes. That'd be amazing.
Now, the one Pokemon I may not do this with is Mr. Mime, just because he kind of gives me the creeps, and I kind of hate to see him following me around.
But they mentioned that a lot of the other all the Pokemon are going to follow you in maybe a little different ways and stuff. I think the is it Electrode?
Yes.
Yes, he'll be rolling. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So he'll just be rolling. I don't know if you'll be on top of him walking while he's rolling, or if he'll just follow behind you.
Yeah, it seems like they're really going the extra mile with all these Pokemon and making it each one unique in how it looks and how it follows you. And like you said, they're proportioned the right way. So I'm just really, really excited about getting this game in my hands and trying it out.
Me too. I can't wait to play some co-op in it. I think that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
I agree. So moving on to the next announcement that I thought we wanted to mention, and that was we got a new game announced, one that you predicted on this very podcast last week, one of the only predictions we actually made that came true, and that's they announced Super Mario Party coming to the Nintendo Switch, and it's going to be released on October 5th of this year. I'm pretty excited about this game. A few of the notes that we've found out about it is that it's going to have 80 all new mini games. So that sounds like a good number to me. There are going to be several playable characters. The one I saw that's new that I've never seen before, or at least new to me, is you can be a Goomba. So
I did see that in the trailer. I was like, I think that's a playable Goomba.
Yes, so. And during the Treehouse Live, one of the Nintendo employees plays as a Goomba.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know, I'm really excited about being able to play as a little Goomba.
Yeah, the Goombas are one of my favorite characters in the entire Mushroom Kingdom.
Yes.
As far as some of the characters, and I'm really happy that they're playable now.
Yeah, I think the Goombas kind of making somewhat of a comeback. They were pretty big in Odyssey. They had the Lady Goombas, and you could stack the Goombas, and
yeah.
I'm just really excited to see him get a little more of a spotlight here lately.
Year of the Goomba.
Yes, the Year of the Goomba. And also, each character, so this Mario Party game seems to be kind of going back to the basics. I know a lot of people didn't like the Wii U version. It seems like maybe all the characters walked along the board in like a car or all together or something. And
right.
That's not how people want to play Mario Party. And this looks like it's back to the basics. Each character has their own dice. And each character also has a special, what they call a character dice that they can use. And I was watching a video of this game. And so someone like Mario is, you know, he's always a well-rounded character. So you can either use the standard dice with any character, or you can use their special character dice. And Mario's will have like, three of the sides will be threes, and then, you know, there'll be some higher numbers and some lower numbers. So, you know, he's a real average. Now, someone like Bowser, he had like several tens on his dice, but he also had a few where not only would you not move at all, but you will actually lose coins. So there's a couple of sides that were minus three coins. So you can choose which dice you want to play with, and like each one's character specific. And so do you want to risk it and use the, you know, if you're playing as Bowser and use his dice and maybe get a 10 or also maybe lose coins, or do you want to just stick to the regular pair of dice? And each person can choose which, whether they want to use the standard or the regular. So I think that will just make the stakes even higher with this new addition.
Right, yeah. No, that sounds like a fun addition. I'm just personally glad they're getting away from the car. I know they did that in the, yes, the Wii and the Wii U, and I didn't play a whole lot of them, but I know some people who did that just did not care for that, and I've heard a lot of bad things about them. So.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't played any of the recent Mario Parties. I absolutely loved the Mario Parties on the N64 and the GameCube, and I played those a ton. And I really haven't played any of the other ones, so I'm really looking forward to getting back into a Mario Party game. I think the Switch is a perfect system for it, and I can't wait to try it. They also showed, and they showed it in the trailer, and then we got a little more information in the Treehouse Live. But in the trailer, they showed a couple of Switches in handheld mode, and they were lying flat on a table, and you could actually like combine the two Switch systems and make the two screens basically one giant screen, and the characters would go in between them. And I was like, how are they doing that? And in the Treehouse Live, you learn a little more about it. It's actually a separate section of the game called Toad's Rec Room. And there's these special mini games that are designed for if you have two Switches and in handheld mode, or undocked mode, basically. And so they had a banana game where there's lots of bananas on the screen, on both of the Switch screens, and you have to quickly arrange the screens to where you make a banana between the two and then swipe through the made banana. And then it keeps getting harder and harder. And you see how many you can do before the time runs out. So it's going to be a lot of really, to me, unique games that are specifically for this, two different screens. And I don't know, it looks like it'll be at least fun to try.
Right, yeah. When I saw it on the trailer, it looked really odd, but I'm glad the Treehouse shed some light on it. And they got me really, really excited for this game.
Yeah, it's one of those things that the Switch has been out now for a while, and I've never seen any other game use two different Switch systems, you know, combining the two screens for them. So I think that's a really, if nothing else, just a novelty that I'm really wanting to try out on this game.
Right, yeah, same here.
So the next big announcement was we finally heard something else about Fire Emblem for the Switch. I believe it was announced back when they revealed the Switch before it came out. And boy, they've been really quiet about it since then. But Fire Emblem, the title's going to be Fire Emblem Three Houses, and it's coming out in spring 2019. And they showed a quick trailer for it. I'm not really into Fire Emblem, but I will probably be checking this game out. Seems like a good time to jump in.
Right. I mean, the Switch is bringing all of their A game. Nintendo's bringing their A game to every Switch game they come out with. So I'm with you. I've never been a huge Fire Emblem fan. I really like the characters in Smash and in Fire Emblem Warriors. So I'd really like to learn more and actually play a core Fire Emblem game. I can't think of a better one to start out with than this one.
Yeah. I don't know if there's ever been co-op in a Fire Emblem game or not. Again, I've never really played a Fire Emblem game, but I would love it if they would do something like that in this one, where maybe we could try it out together.
That'd be great.
So the next big announcement, and this is one that was heavily rumored, it was all but confirmed, but it was finally confirmed during their direct, and that's Fortnite is now available on the Nintendo Switch. It was available the day of the direct on last Tuesday. And of course, it's a free download just like it is on all the other systems. And I think this is just great that Nintendo was able to get this game on the Switch while it's still the hottest thing around.
Right. I mean, anybody that wants to play Fortnite that has a Switch, I mean, you are out of luck before. You're going to have to buy you a PS4, an Xbox, or even a gaming PC if that's your thing. But I mean, if anybody can, pretty much you can have it anywhere you want, this game now. And I'm just so glad Nintendo got on the train and was able to add this to the system.
For sure. And I don't think we're the only two that are glad, because Nintendo announced today that Fortnite has already been downloaded over 2 million times in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So people were waiting for this. And, you know, Fortnite, I was looking up some stuff about it. It's just crazy how big it is. They say they've hit 125 million players that have played the game. And I think, you know, there'll be 5 or 10 million more now that it's on the Switch, because I think, I mean, being free, everyone's going to at least try it that has any interest at all.
Right, so, yeah.
Really, really glad to see this come to the Switch. I believe it will also, you can play with both mobile PC and Xbox players. Of course, Sony won't let you play with them, just like all the other games. But it's good to see it come to the Switch, and I'm excited about giving it a try. We haven't really gotten into Fortnite yet, but it being on my favorite system, I'm probably going to give it a shake soon here.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I haven't been a big Fortnite player either, but we'll see how it goes.
Right. So another announcement that we were both excited about is Overcooked 2 was confirmed to be coming to the Nintendo Switch. And it's coming out really soon, August the 7th of this year. So in just a couple of months, we'll be able to check this game out. You have any thoughts on it as kind of the overcooked professional on this podcast?
Well, I guess I am the chef here. Yes. So, I was very, very surprised at even any news of a sequel. And we had heard the rumor, but I didn't put a whole lot of stock into it. But once a lot of the rumors we'd been hearing coming true, I was like, you know what? This could actually be something. And so we got to see some gameplay of it on the treehouse. And I'm really, really excited for it. The stages look more complex, and it looks like your friendships will still be tested as you play this game.
I'm sure.
But one new thing is you can throw ingredients, and that is going to be so handy on I know on the first game it was so aggravating because you had the ingredient and you couldn't give it to them. And this one you're going to be able just to throw it at them so they can pick it up. And I think that's a great addition to this game.
Yeah, I agree. When I played it with you and a couple of our friends, that was one of the most annoying things, was not being able to get an ingredient to someone quickly. So I'm really excited that you can now throw them to each other.
Right, right. And I was very excited that this one is also, it will allow online play. So you'll be able to stay at your house and I'll stay at my house and we can just jump on and have us an Overcooked battle. So I'm really, really excited about this.
Me too. I'm really, really glad they added online play. And I mean, hey, they're going to sell an additional copy of this game because I'll be honest, if they didn't have online play, I bet one of us would just buy the game and the other would go over and play it there.
Exactly, right.
We'll definitely be both picking this up, I'm sure.
Yeah, if anybody has friends that they play this with, and I mean, they're going to sell a few extra copies of the game instead of just the one, like you said. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, so the next game that we learned a little more about was Octopath Traveler. We got a release date, and it's coming out extremely soon, July 13th. So less than a month after this podcast is released, it'll be out. And there's a demo coming out on the day of this podcast, Friday, it'll be on Thursday, the day before this podcast goes live, June the 14th. So this game doesn't really look like it's for me, but I know there's people really excited about it. So looks like there's already one demo. Now there's going to be another, and the release of the game will be very soon.
Right. So I actually downloaded the demo. They used to call it Project Octopath Traveler.
That's right. Yeah.
So I played it when it was that, and they asked for feedback from all the players and everything. So I, of course, lent my 2 cents to them. It was really, really neat. It was a cool story. I plan on picking up the game.
Oh, nice.
It was something that I really wasn't expecting to like, but the demo came out when the Switch didn't have much to – I didn't have much to play on the Switch, so I gave it a try. It has the turn-based battles. I don't know if anyone's into that really, but I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad that they finally gave us a release date, and I look forward to it. So.
Yeah, well, maybe it won't hurt me to at least try out the demo that's coming out, so I may try that and then see, but I'm glad to hear that you're excited about it.
Yeah.
Next game that we saw was Captain Toad for the Nintendo Switch, Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, and we got a release date on it. It's coming out July 13th. So I think that's the same day as Octopath Traveler. So something for everyone on that day. You know, this is another one of those Wii U ports, but it does look like they're adding a few new worlds, including New Donk City. I'm hoping that's not the only Mario Odyssey state or world that's added.
Yeah, I hope they add a few other, the Cap Kingdom and such. I hope they add some key moments from Mario Odyssey, maybe even the moon or something.
Yes, so. Me too. So we'll see. I'm curious what they're going to price this one at.
Right.
Is this going to be $60 or will it be less, you know?
I would think less, surely, but you never know.
So. You know, if it's $39.99 or even $49.99 and they add a lot of new stuff to it, I'll probably pick it up. Otherwise, I may end up holding off on this one for a little while.
And it does have some co-op. It's not much of a co-op, but you can, the second player will be able to throw, I believe, turnips at enemies. So you don't even see them. They're just the invisible player, but they can throw turnips and help you out on your journey.
Interesting. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll find out a little bit more about this before it comes out and see what they're going to charge for it. So now we're kind of to the bulk of the Direct, as you mentioned before, and that's Super Smash Brothers for the Nintendo Switch, which now has an official title. The game is going to be called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. So we found out a lot more about this game. We had gotten that short teaser trailer earlier in the year where they announced the Octolings, or not the Octolings, the Inklings were coming. And, you know, we saw a few characters that would be coming, but they really blew it out here during the Direct. So we got a release date. It's coming out this year, but just barely. It's supposed to come out December 7th of 2018.
What did you think about that? Did you think it'd come out a little sooner? Is that about where you...
No, I really was surprised by this date. I thought this is going to come out alongside Nintendo Switch Online. I'm thinking September, October at the latest. And I really wasn't expecting them to even miss Black Friday. It just seems like they're just going to be lucky to even get this out this year. I mean, this is, you know, if they have any delays at all, it's probably going to get pushed into next year.
Right, yeah. I thought the same thing as well.
Nintendo was saying that this is an all-new game and not a port of the Wii U version. Now, we're going to get into this, but it really looks like the Wii U version to me. But they are saying that they've made a lot of changes to it. And the big thing with this game and why it's called Ultimate is every fighter in Super Smash Bros. History is in this game. So you're talking 60-plus characters. All the characters from the N64, GameCube, Wii U and 3DS version are all in this game.
Right. Yeah, that's I don't know what much to say about this because I was hoping for an all new game, all new characters. I've played the other games. I know all the other characters. I do love them. I'm glad they're bringing such like the Ice Climbers back. That's a personal favorite of mine. But yeah, it sure looks like a port.
Yeah, it does to me too, you know, and I know there's going to be some people that are really, really excited about this. And hey, I'm reserving judgment until the game comes out and I play it. But I was just like you, I was kind of just hoping for an all new game, like all new graphical style, you know, and a lot of new characters. And really, we're getting a lot of returning characters, more than I would have ever guessed, but very few new characters so far. And hopefully they'll announce a few more in between now and release. But we did see that 8-player battles are back, which again, hey, that's what the Wii U had. But I'm glad to see that because that is a lot of fun if you're ever able to get 8 people in the same room.
Right. If you have, you know, over the typical 4 or something, it's nice to have that because you can dumb it down to 8 to 6 to 5 exactly. If you have an odd number. So that's really good.
Yeah. And so, like I said, there's very few new characters announced, but we did get 3 so far. And they announced that they, of course, we already knew about the Inklings were going to be in the game, but they also announced Ridley, which is Samus's nemesis from the Metroid games, as well as Daisy, who they're calling a shadow character to Peach. And I'm not exactly sure what that means, but they did say she would have her own style. So, again, so far, that's the only 3 new characters. Of course, they were really hyping up all the returning characters.
Right.
And I was glad to see some of the returning characters. Like, I'm really glad to see Wolf. From Star Fox.
Yeah.
You know, he's really cool to see and a few others, yeah. But...
I was surprised they brought Snake back and everything.
Yeah, and Snake. I never thought he'd be in another Smash Brothers game.
Didn't either, yeah. I'm glad to see, yeah, that most of the third-party characters, Cloud and Snake, and I didn't think those would ever probably come back. So
sure.
I'm glad they are bringing back the entire roster. I've seen the cover art for the game looks awesome. So I'm really excited about that. It looks really neat. I hope to get a poster of it one day.
So. Yes. So they didn't announce any new third-party characters as playable. The only thing we got is it looks like Bomberman is going to be an assist trophy.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
Well, that's really cool, but I wish he was just a main character. I think Bomberman would be a great addition to the roster. And so it's kind of it's cool, but it also makes me sad that he's just an assist trophy.
Right, same here. And
same thing with Waluigi. He's still just an assist trophy.
I don't know if he'll ever make it out of just being an assistant here. So, but yeah, one thing we had talked about before it was the Spring Man not being in this game.
Yeah, that, such a bummer.
That is actually quite the shock. I figured, you know, if the Inklings are making it, I mean, Spring Man, this is what they debuted on was the Switch. So
yeah, and he's a fighting character. I mean, he's perfect. He's yep. From a fighting game. makes so much sense for him to be in there, and I just couldn't believe that he wasn't announced.
Maybe he'll be an assist trophy.
Oh, no. another thing they were really hyping up is that GameCube controller support is going to return. So I know this is mine and your and a lot of people's preferred way of playing Smash. So it's great to see that this is going to be back for this edition.
Right. So what little bit I did see of the Smash tournament, it looked like they were all using GameCube controllers.
Oh, yeah, so definitely.
That's what the best better players, that's what they use.
So. Exactly. So, and it looks like they're also going to, if you don't have a GameCube controller but want to try it, they're going to be releasing them right alongside the game in December. So you should be able to pick some up. And my advice is, if you think you might want one, buy one or pre-order one, before launch. Because when they did this on the Wii U version, they sold out very quickly.
Right.
So we also got an announcement of a few new amiibos. You know, the Smash Brothers amiibo set is by far the biggest amiibo set there is, and basically one for every character. And so we got both Ridley and Inkling Smash amiibos have been confirmed, and we got to see them during the Treehouse Live of Smash Brothers.
Right, that Ridley amiibo, it looks amazing. The detail is just, it's crazy. I agree.
That's the one I'm going to have. You know, it's cool if they did another Inkling one. It just, to me, is so similar to the Inklings that they already had.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the orange Inkling girl that they already had.
Exactly. I really do hope we get a Daisy. Seems like some people said we were and something, but as far as I know, it hasn't been officially confirmed. So I don't want to say there will for sure be one, but I would think it's safe to bet that there will be.
And I hope they... I'm a big amiibo fan. I hope they make amiibo for every character in Smash, such as Ice Climbers, Wolf, Snake. I hope they bring an amiibo for all of those, too.
Couldn't agree more. I really hope they do that, and it sure seems like something they probably would do. They've already released the majority of them, so to me it would be, maybe 10 or 12 more, and they'd have the full set.
Full set, right, because so. These will all be – all the previous amiibo will be compatible with the game. So, I would think they'd at least have that – to give you the other characters as well.
For sure. They also announced that there will be 60 plus stages as well. And that I'm happy to hear that, because I'm pretty picky when it comes to Smash stages. I don't like any of the real busy ones or the moving ones. So if I hear, hey, there's 60 plus, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe there's 15 or 20 that I'll actually want to play on.
Right.
And the big news here is that the Corneria stage has been confirmed from Star Fox, our very favorite stage, which did not make it to the Wii U version, will be in this game, and that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
That's the best stage on Melee. I put many, many hours on that stage. That's about the only stage I can ever remember playing on. So
exactly.
I'm so happy they confirmed this.
Yeah, so they said there still will be a lot more announcements in between now and the game coming out. I hope that there's a better single player experience this time. They didn't say anything about it as far as I know. And I would love for something like the Subspace Emissary to return or something like that. Just for people that don't always have people over or people living with them that will play multiplayer with them, or that just don't like competitive fighting so much. Something that would give them a reason to buy the game.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that'd be a great idea. I love the single player in Brawl. It's a great.
Right. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that as well. It was really well done. I loved all the little cutscenes they had.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. I guess you could say I'm cautiously optimistic about this game, but I'm not just like hyped beyond belief like I thought I would be.
I will share my one beef. Zelda was not in her Breath of the Wild costume.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. What a absolute misfire, in my opinion. And not only that, it's not that they just didn't change her. Oh, they changed her. They made her into the Link Between Worlds Zelda, which who in the world is that their favorite Zelda? I just don't get why they did that.
They said that she was more of a, I can't remember the word they used, a researcher and not a fighter in Breath of the Wild. I sure hope she has an alternate costume, though.
Me too. That's just like a slap in the face to us for doing that. I just, if they would have left her alone, I could have at least been like, well, they didn't have time to do it. But they changed her, just didn't change her to Breath of the Wild.
Right, yeah.
Zelda. And that's just an absolute misfire, in my opinion. Come on, Reggie. So that's our thoughts on Smash Brothers so far. Like I said, we'll definitely be talking about it in the future as more information is announced. So I kind of want to end up here with talking about Splatoon 2. And there were several announcements for that game as well at E3. So one of the surprise announcements they announced during the Splatoon 2 tournament was that the Octo expansion is actually out now. It came out on Wednesday, June 13th. And I was thinking this was still a month or two away, and I think most people were. So well, it was a real pleasant surprise to hear that it's out now.
That was a big surprise. It was almost like Fortnite. Fortnite was available now, and Splatoon 2 Octo Expansion was available the next day. So
exactly.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, so of course we record these podcasts a couple of days early usually, so we are definitely going to be downloading it and playing it, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it some next week. But yeah, it's out now, so if you are hankering for some more single-player Splatoon, this will be right up your alley. Another thing we found out is that Nintendo announced that the free updates to Splatoon 2 will continue through the end of 2018 instead of this July, as they had previously said. So that means we're going to keep getting new stages, new costumes, and new weapons all the way to the end of the year. And I think that's a great decision on their part with how popular Splatoon 2 is.
Right. I didn't realize that they were just continuing it through July, because that's really, really close. So yes. I'm very, very happy that they decided to go through the end of this year.
Right. When the game was announced, they said they were going to support it with DLC for a year and with Splatfest for 2 years. And at the time, I thought, well, that's really good. But I didn't realize how into Splatoon 2 I was going to be, and also everyone else. And as it got closer and closer, where we're pretty much up on a year and a month, I was thinking, man, that's a real shame that they're fixing this, that all the new content's fixing to come to a close. But it looks like they've decided that they're going to go ahead and support it through the end of the year. So I think that's a great idea, great decision by Nintendo.
Good job, Reggie.
Exactly. Making up for your Zelda mishap in Smash.
At least he's trying.
And then the last big bit of news for us, especially as Amiibo lovers, is that they have announced an Octoling Amiibo 3 pack coming out this year. These Amiibos look awesome.
They really do. I've already got mine pre-ordered.
Same here. You can't take any chances with these Amiibos. Some of them sell out so quick.
Right.
So we've got our pre-orders in. You should definitely, we'll try to drop a link for of these and some of the other news articles we've mentioned into the show notes. And, I don't know, all this stuff about Splatoon 2 and the tournament and everything, I think I might have to get back in and play it a little bit here in the future.
I think so, too. And
I'll definitely be playing the Octo expansion.
For sure.
So, the last thing I wanted to note, just because we've mentioned it before and it was announced a long time ago, is the Yoshi game from the Nintendo Switch. It was just a complete no-show again. And it looks like Nintendo has updated their website, and it's now showing as a 2019 release. I don't know what happened to this game, if they just scrapped everything and are redoing it or what. But, man, this thing has like a Breath of the Wild type development cycle. It better be some kind of a Yoshi game.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't believe this. I figured this would be a game they just kind of throw out there while we're waiting for Smash Brothers to come out. But they're taking their time with this, so it better be something.
Yeah, hopefully we will at some point see this game. It looks like, you know, they're saying in 2019, hopefully early 2019. I'm just wondering what's the story behind this.
Right. Yeah. Same here.
So that's kind of the big the highlights that we've compiled here, the things that we found interesting about E3. Do you have any final thoughts or anything that we failed to mention, Chad, on Nintendo's E3 in 2018?
No, I'm just really excited for all the upcoming games. Can't wait to play some Mario Party, and I really can't wait to play some Octo Expansion. And
yes,
Smash Brothers, I'll definitely be picking it up, even though it's not exactly what I would have hoped.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be playing this game.
I agree with everything you said, and I'm still just super pumped for Pokemon Let's Go as well.
Oh, so, yes, definitely.
You know, when these games were both first announced, I would have definitely said I was more excited for Smash. But at this point, I'm definitely way more excited for Pokemon. So anyway, there's something for everyone, I believe, to look forward to. If you want a good single-player game or a good competitive multiplayer game, there's something there for everyone. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Before we end today, I have just a few things to quickly go over. I want to remind everybody to please visit our show page on anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. Also, you can subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen through the Apple Podcast app, on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. And if you like the show, please rate it on iTunes or on Apple Podcast. It really helps us out. You can also follow us on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod and on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.